Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Silence is not an option for pastors. In fact, it's not an option for anyone this coming midterm election. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Pastors and churches are free to address biblical moral issues regarding candidates running for public office or pending legislation or local, state, or federal laws. Matt, not one church in the history of America, not one church has ever lost its tax-exempt status for engaging in political activity regarding candidates or local, state, or national legislation.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that because you have groups like Americans United sending out threatening letters to churches trying to get them to be silent on these transcendent moral slash political issues. And these issues aren't political. They politicized moral issues that fall within the purview of the church. It's a pastor's duty to address where candidates stand on these various moral issues.
Yeah, and you know, as a person who was a pastor before going into law school, I understand the different pressures and concerns that pastors have to deal with. But one thing we want to get off the table as an excuse that sometimes people use or that they try to intimidate pastors with, and that is loss of tax-exempt status. Get that off the table because that is not going to happen. No church has ever lost its tax-exempt status in history. And then in 2017 at the National Day of Prayer, Donald Trump issued an executive order directing the IRS to back off any enforcement of the unconstitutional so-called Johnson Amendment that is the boogeyman being used by some to silence pastors. So you can't use the excuse of the IRS anymore, and frankly, you never could. And now the issue is, why are you not speaking on these issues? God will hold pastors, church leaders, other leaders accountable. Just like when we look back at the time of the Holocaust, Holly,
right,
where pastors, churches, Christians, many of them were silent. And we look back and ask, why were they silent? We have critical issues facing our country. We have children that are losing their lives every day, brutally ripped apart, dismembered, and we must not be silent.
And you know, Matt, we should never look at this as political issues. It's moral and biblical issues. Mm-hmm. That's how we need to address those. And in each of us, not just pastors, but each of us need to do research, you know, and who you're voting for, what they stand for. Do their stands line up with biblical issues? You know, what are you supporting? When you're supporting that person, that's what they're going to try to fulfill.
Well, there's a person who is a television host in Central Florida.
Yes.
And she is a host, has been for many years, with a television station, which is the Good Life station, TV 45 in Central Florida. And she is openly supporting the most liberal candidate in the history of Florida, Andrew Gillum, and Chris King as the lieutenant governor. Andrew Gillum is in favor of abortion. Andrew Gillum pushes the LGBT agenda, is in favor of same-sex marriage, is anti-Israel, is a socialist.
Right.
You cannot compromise Christian values with that. There is no aligning Christian values with those principles of anti-life, anti-marriage, anti-God's creation of human sexuality, anti-Israel. Those cannot be rationalized under any shape or form as consistent with Christian values.
No, in fact, they're anathema to Christian values. They're anti-Christian on their face. And I've never understood how a person claims to be a Christ follower and then can step in and support abortion or so-called gay marriage or the socialist values that take away focus on the value of individual human beings.
Plus, you know, she's a host on this television program. So she's speaking and using the television program on her Facebook page and not being silent about that. So in a way, she's using that television station to promote this person. And people listen to that. People will trust her because of that.
Yeah, Barbara Beck puts it on her personal Facebook page, but also on the TV 45 Facebook page, a selfie with her and Jesse Jackson as she and Jesse Jackson are campaigning in churches to support the most liberal gubernatorial candidate in the history of the state of Florida.
That's tragic.
And
yes.
When you have a candidate, when you believe, and this is the problem, oftentimes people don't operate out of a Christian worldview. And in one of her comments, Barbara Beck said, well, Andrew Gillum is in favor of helping the disenfranchised. Well, what about the most disenfranchised human on the planet?
The voiceless.
And that is the voiceless, innocent, helpless child.
In the womb, right.
That is brutally ripped apart every day in the state of Florida. Right. What about that individual? What about the human dignity of innocent children? And you can't just rationalize that by saying, well, as she did, well, if you overturn abortion, you're going to have back alley abortions. You know, here's the situation. Understand what the scriptures say on these important issues. Pastors, church leaders, people in your Sunday schools, all of you listening, search the scriptures. God is the creator of life. He says in the scripture throughout, that he has knit you together in the womb. He has called you even from the moment of your conception. He has a plan for your life. He is the same one, Jesus, who walked the earth, who said, whoever puts a stumbling block in front of one of these little children, it would be better for that person to have a millstone hung around their neck and thrown into the water. How much more so to kill innocent children? And when that is so clear throughout Scripture, the sanctity and dignity of human life from the hands of our Creator, made in His image, how can we then go to the polls or urge someone else to go to the polls on Tuesday and appoint an agent on our behalf that will actually kill to help facilitate, be in a conspiracy with, the destruction of innocent human life?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, don't forget, he also in Genesis says, you know, we were created in his image, male and female, he created them. So in essence, you're destroying the image of God each time you kill one of those children.
Yeah. And Matt, Liberty Council has a phenomenal resource, kind of going back to the pastors and their, I believe, duty to speak truth to power, if you will, on these moral and transcendent issues. The Silence Is Not an Option DVDs and booklet to pastors, correcting the mistruths that are spread by those who want to silence Christians. What about that?
Yeah, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and on one of the scrolling screens at the top, you'll see Silence Is Not an Option, and click on that. It has information. There is a short message that I have given for pastors, churches, and for anyone about what pastors and churches can do with regards to political issues. We also have other resources. We have the Silence Is Not an Option longer DVD. We have the Patriot's Handbook on what pastors and churches can do. We also have a two-page document that talks about what pastors and churches can do. Here's what clearly you can do. Preach on the biblical and moral issues. Inform your people, not just during election time, but throughout the year. Inform your people that, in fact, there is biblical truth that addresses all the areas of life. Give them the biblical foundation. Then help them to understand where the candidates stand on these issues. And you can do that through the distribution of voter guides, or you can put it as a PowerPoint. You can speak it, inform them what these candidates stand for, and then encourage them to vote. And as Holly, you said, this is not a political act. This is our duty. It is a prophetic witness to the community. We can't bifurcate what we believe on Sunday from how we act on Tuesday.
But it's also a privilege, too. God has put us here to be lights, and we can't cover our lights this way.
We can't. It says a city on a hill can't be hid.
Absolutely.
And we need to transform the culture. This is a very important election. Pray for this country. As all across this nation, people go to the polls. Some are voting early, some by absentee. But of course, The next week, Tuesday, will be the midterm election. It is critical for the future of our country. Pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, and get involved. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Share that section of Silence is Not an Option with your friends and on social media. lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel and help support Liberty Counsel with your regular financial support and your monthly pledges. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.